900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longpine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longpine Auto Plaza, driven by LongpineAuto.com.
At Longpine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at LongpineAuto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Key View and News Time is now 8:27, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to be joined by Tricia Fullerton, the coordinator of the Emporia Farmers Market, as the regular season is set to wrap up here soon.
Tricia, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
So far, so good. How busy are things as you get towards the end of the regular season?
We are very busy right now. We have a lot of events coming up. So it's a very exciting time at the farmers market.
All right. So the last outdoor farmers market, Tricia, is coming up when?
That'll be this Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30, and it will be our fall fest. We'll be enjoying some pumpkin painting for the kids. Our vendors are supposed to come in costume. We're going to have a costume contest, and the customers can vote on their favorite vendor costume. So that's going to be a lot of fun. You know, Dia de los Muertos is going on downtown, as well as the trick-or-treating. So people can come out and start their day with the farmer's market in the morning, come out with the kids in costume, have a lot of fun, and move right on to all the other activities downtown.
What type of produce can folks expect here with that last regular season market?
You know, we've still had some tomatoes, which is great.
Really?
We've had a lot of We've had a lot of squash. We've got wonderful corn stalks and pumpkins. We've had some great fall decorations, gourds, apples, apple cider drawn a blank.
We've got You're okay.
We've got his great apple cider and stuff from the orchard. So we have a lot of great things for fall. Still wonderful produce. We've had some mums and plants and other crafts and things as well. So it's been a great market time.
All right, so 8:30 this Saturday morning, the Outdoor Farmers Market will finish up the outdoor season. Well, let's talk about the season. How's the season been, Tricia?
It's been a great season. We've had a lot of vendors coming in. We've had some new vendors join us this year. Customers have been wonderful. We've had some hot weather, so we've had some pretty hot markets this year. But, you know, the rain has held off for most part, and it's really been a great season.
Well, let's shift here off of the end of the regular season, and you mentioned here that this is a busy time of year. One of the big activities that is typically on the calendar is Supapalooza on Election Day, which will be a week from tomorrow. Are we looking forward to that here this time around as well?
We are. We're very excited. Last year we did a drive-through only, but this year we will have the dine-in option back, so we're very excited about that. 11 to 3 will be the main lunchtime for Supapalooza. We've got some great soups on the menu. You can check out our Facebook page. We'll be posting some more with the soups that we're having. We'll have a silent auction also available that day, so you can come in and bid on that. Capital Federal is being sponsoring us this year, so that is wonderful. We really appreciate their help. And all of the proceeds will go to the farmers market.
That is good. It's always a big event, and the soups are always tasty. So are you still working on your flavor lineup for the soups?
We actually have it all figured out. Yeah. We'll have chicken tortellini, sausage potato, creamy tomato, and beefy vegetable this year.
Boy, that sounds good.
Creamy and beefy. It sounds really good.
Yeah.
It does.
Very, very good. Yep.
And after Supapalooza, I know the transition will be for the indoor winter markets, and where will you be located?
So we will be at Waters Hardware again this year. They've been a wonderful sponsor for us, so we're excited to be joining them again. And those will start on November 6th. So after we wrap up our last outdoor market this Saturday, we'll move right to the indoor markets the next Saturday. And those run from 10 to 12, so the timing is a little bit different for the indoor markets.
And what is that, the second and fourth Saturdays?
We're doing the first and third Saturday.
I was way off, wasn't I? I had the wrong two.
I just had it the other way around. Yeah, first and third Saturdays. So with some holiday times, there will be, you know, a couple things that where we'll miss. I think New Year's this year falls on the first Saturday. We will probably not be there. But otherwise, we're going to keep it at the first and third Saturdays each month.
Outstanding. Getting back here to Superpalooza coming up here a week from tomorrow, can you already start getting orders in now for the soup?
People could certainly give us a call at the farmer's market number and let us know if they would like to place some orders to be delivered. The farmer's market number is 620-343-6555. We would certainly welcome that.
Tricia, you mentioned here that this has been a really good year when it comes to the produce. What else has really stood out to you here about the year, whether it's maybe the quality of the produce, the number of vendors that have taken part, the different activities, or just simply maybe starting to get some sort of COVID-related flow here to the events that you've had here this year?
Yeah, I think being able to come to grips with everything COVID, and we've been able to loosen up the restrictions a little bit, partly because we are outside, so that makes a great opportunity for us. The customers have been wonderful. I think with last year being strange, the market really picked up, and we've seen that continue a little bit this year, where sometimes it was hard to get things through other avenues. People came to the market, and that's great. We've had some really faithful customers. We've had our traditional vendors are very faithful to be there, and we've had some new vendors this year. The attitude is just wonderful. It's really a great atmosphere for families to come in and enjoy.
So if people want to vend with the Emporia Farmers Markets, can they still get in this Saturday and any of the opportunities, the first and third Saturdays at Waters for the winter?
Absolutely. We're always open to new vendors. I just got a call yesterday on someone that might be able to come Saturday. So excited about that. They can either check with me on Facebook. They can send a message that way, or again, they can call the market number and they can get a hold of us and we can give them all that information.
Outstanding. Tricia, anything else that you want us to know, whether it's about these events that we've already discussed or maybe something that's coming up next year that you want to kind of put in the back of our brain right now?
This has been my first year working with the farmers market, so it's been a learning experience for me. I've just been trying to learn the ins and outs. So I'm hoping to have some great programs going next year. Obviously, we always have our SNAP program and the Double Up Food Bucks that we do. Great opportunities for everyone to come out and be able to get something at the farmer's market. I love that availability. So hopefully next year we'll see where it goes. Like I said, it's been a learning experience. It's been a great, wonderful experience. And we'll see what we can get going for next year.
It is
our anniversary next year. It's the 40th anniversary of the farmer's market.
Ooh, okay.
So we'll be having some fun 40th anniversary activities going on as well.
Well, Tricia, great job this year. Way to go. We appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, anything you need, don't hesitate to give us a call, okay?
All right, thank you.
Have a great day. Tricia Fullerton, who is the Emporia Farmers Market Coordinator, as we'll wrap it up with a big fall festival this Saturday, 8:30, Farmers Market parking lot at 7th and Merchant, and then they'll transition into, the winter Farmers Market. And, Chuck, that would be the first and third Saturdays of the month at Waters Hardware. And don't forget Superpalooza coming up on November the 2nd.
And if you want more information, you can reach out to the Emporia Farmers Market on Facebook, or you can simply call the office, 620-343-6555. Now, we've still got a couple more interviews to get to here this morning, but tomorrow, the 8 o'clock hour is going to be busy as well, because Clara Korn is going to join us during our 8:05 newscast to update Blumhouse and its work. Our Newsmaker 2 officially will be Andrea Cahoon, as we talk about the all-star version of the Flint Hills Technical College's The Cut coming up. And then we'll have the latest in our United Way Community Partner Spotlights on Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County with Jackie Wellness. That is all on tomorrow's schedule. Here before the hour is out, we've got the United Way Partner Spotlight on Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Lucas Moody's coming up here in just a second. And then Roger Heineken joins us here before the hour is out to talk about the Phi Delta Theta Pulse-It fundraiser for SOS took place over the weekend.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com. KVOE Live and Local, cloudy, 47 degrees. Good morning, it's 8:36.
I'm Jamie Souter, and I would appreciate your vote on November 2nd for Emporia City Commission. Our community is in need of the right leadership, and right now, there's opportunity for growth and change in our town in so many ways, and I want to help make sure we capitalize on each one of those opportunities. As a commissioner, you can count on me to address the housing crisis head-on, work to enhance our relationships with local education institutions, and aid in recharting our economic development future. Vote for Jamie Souter for Emporia City Commission on November 2nd.
Paid for by Jamie